I'm the incarnation where them Cardinals at, with them Cardinals on their glove and the Cardinal hat. I'm in the Cardinal sports zone spitting Cardinal raps. Say it.
C-A-R-D-S. Let's go.
Play a Cardinal game. Get a Cardinal start.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman. We are coming to you live from the Custom Multicade Studios. I'm here with my co-host, still remotely for today, Sean Barber.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Sam.
What up?
Joey.
What it do?
The sixth man of the year, Wes Brown.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the rookie of the year, Dalton Pence.
What's going on?
Got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about also a little bit about the format of the show for the next few weeks with holidays coming up and because of some extenuating circumstances beyond our control that we found out about this week. We'll talk to you about those later. This is probably the mid-season finale. We probably won't record again until after the first of the year. Hope all you all have a – of course, if anything comes up, we will be here. Me and Dalton, me and Joey, me and Sam. Well, I mean, we'll have an emergency podcast meeting if need be. We always want to keep y'all informed of everything that we can. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Again, I'm your host, Jeremy Wyman. Last week, you guys, was episode 55. I didn't know that. I should have known that. That's my job to know everything regarding the number 55. I dropped the ball on that, but the episode did better than any of our. It was trending up, so we should have known that there was a reason, and it was the power of the number 55. Let's get right to it. Wake Forest recap. Guys, we finally won the turnover battle in a game. It was a good game. Now, one thing I'm going to touch on real quick is the fact that if you all were a part of our group DM for Cardinal Sports Zone, you would find – like, I've had to stop looking at it during games because it's a microcosm of actual Twitter, because if you're on regular Twitter during the game and we do something good, we're the best team ever. We do something bad, we should never play football again, like I'm in Canada, again. And that's kind of how our, we got a couple people in there that like to just, they're almost, and not making fun of this, but they're almost bipolar to an extent throughout the entire game. Louisville Twitter is too, but won the turnover battle. Jalen Mitchell had a breakout game. He, 20 rushes for 168 yards. We started off slow again. We almost got safetied on, was it our first or second possession, Dalton?
Yeah, I believe it was the first one.
Gosh, that was such a poor decision for
first play of the game.
Was it? Okay.
I think it was the first play.
Our first play of the game, honestly.
Yeah. I had it on in the background. I was recording. By the way, shout out to Eric Cornish, Daniel Spencer. We recorded the year-end review of Ringside Podcast. So if you're a wrestling fan, I recorded that yesterday, and it ran over a little bit. So I had to watch a little – I had to have my eye on the TV while I was talking. But so check that out. We recorded a couple episodes yesterday. They were really good. Let's get back to the point. We almost got safetied. Malik toughed it out, though, yesterday. That's something I haven't seen all year. You could tell he was hurt, but you could also tell that his heart was almost – outweighing his head. Like, you several times I saw him. Sean, you've not put no batteries in that smoke detector yet?
Nope. It's been a week.
No, it hasn't.
You know what? That's grounds for termination. I'm sorry. I mean, we're recording a podcast.
Put his batteries someplace else.
Just mute him for the rest of the show. Sean, your punishment is you have to listen to it and not be able to talk.
Ooh. No, we won't do that. The only time we've ever kicked somebody off the show was Sam because he cussed out Higgy. In a major,
really?
It was a major cuss. It wasn't like one of the we can let one of the little cusses go.
Wait,
this was like
what?
top two cuss.
He says, "Sam, you mother."
No, Sam was
Higgy,
like,
"You mother."
No,
it was about some donuts that
you
he promised
ate
to bring.
Two?
Higgy brought over two dozen donuts. What, he picked up two dozen donuts?
Okay,
he only delivered six donuts to the house.
Oh,
and,
you ate
and
two
Sam was
GD
like, "You
dozen?
Ate blankety blank donuts."
yep.
He was suspended for a week. When actually he had something to do the next week. We played it off as suspension, but nevertheless, Malik toughed it out. I really liked what I saw out of him yesterday. Got a big blowout win, 45-21. I like the. I don't know y'all's opinion on this, but I like the fake field goal try. it just wasn't the right time for it. We didn't have the personnel to execute that, maybe is a better way to put that. But 45-21, Malik, 16-22 for 195 yards, two passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, 38 yards on the ground.
Okay.
Dez, six catches, 77 yards. Definitely not the way that he deserved to go out on senior night, but at least he wasn't shut out. There were a couple other people that were.
At least he got a win.
A win. James Turner scored 9 points. That dude's going to be our leading scorer next year in a good way, I hope, because hopefully this is going to – everything that was a problem this year will be fixed, and we'll be running on all cylinders. Before I get to the next part on my paper, my question to you all is, we know that Dez was not utilized correctly in this maybe he was utilized correctly in this offense, but this offense was not built for Dez. Would not have been good for Devontae Parker. Would not have been good for Mario Urrutia. Would not have been good for a lot of your tall receivers, because it seems like it's run pass. We know the first down play is going to be a run up top for minus two, but it almost seems like we've got a set. I mean, I know we run so many scripted plays. Everybody does that. But it's almost like it's every time first down's a run and every time third down is a pass. And it doesn't leave much for the imagination. So I guess my question to you all is this. Dez probably should have been an All-American. He probably should be a Biletnikoff winner. If he had been under Bobby's first tenure or Charlie's tenure or even the first year of Bobby's second tenure, he probably has 1,500 yards receiving this year. Is this offense, and I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, and Wes, I know you don't write for any sites, so you're going to give your honest answer. Joey, the same. And I would expect the rest of you all to give safe but educated. Y'all know how to talk. I don't have to tell y'all how to talk. But is the offense that we have installed in Louisville right now, is that the right – Dalton, I'll go to you first. Is it the right offense for Louisville?
Well, I think first of all, you have to think we're in year two of his tenure. So, in realistically speaking, I think that it's too early to tell. I think that we've seen it can work on numerous occasions. I think that the main thing that comes when you run this offense, really with any offense, I think you have to eliminate the predictability. You have to eliminate telegraphing what you're going to do.
But it does seem very predictable, correct? I'm not the only one that thinks that.
It does. Okay. And I think that we've almost been a broken record, everyone on the podcast, saying that, you know, one of the reasons I think that the offense starts out slow on a weekly basis is that, you know, defenses are ready for what we're going to throw at them, it seems like. It seems like they're predicting and they're owning in on what we're going to do. So I think it can work. I think, you know, it's cliche, but once Satterfield and company get their guys into the system, it was a system that ran at Appalachian State, and it was successful. But here's the thing. Just because it ran at Appalachian State doesn't mean it's not going to work at Louisville, because Louisville's on a bigger pedestal. Because if you get better athletes and better players at the position, I mean, it's a system that it looks like it can work. It's just a matter of, you know, what's going to happen next year. That'll really dictate how I feel about it.
So, and I'm going to go to Sean for this question, but it's going to be a follow-up of what Dalton said. Do you think the reason that the offense seems so simplistic – is because we were trying to implement a new offense here? Maybe that's, or is this the offense? I'm not very familiar. I'll be honest with you.
I'm not either.
Not very familiar with the offense he ran at App State. A lot of people have been like, "Oh, this is vanilla, just like what he did at App State." And I'm not very familiar. Sean, I know you're a little bit more familiar than I am, or at least I would hope so. Or you're fired.
At least in this instance, you're more familiar.
Yeah. Is this the way he ran his offense at App State, or is this just a way of easing everybody in? Because we did see a little bit more creativity this year than we saw last year. But if you're trying to teach a whole football team a new playbook, you don't just learn that right away unless you dumb it down, for lack of better terms, for people. So I'll let you go ahead and respond to that, Sean.
I think that this is somewhat his offense, because he is a guy – at least from what I saw, and it strikes me as a guy that is, we're going to run what we run, and we're going to run it well. And We're going to get the personnel that can do it. So the run first philosophy, that's just what he does. He wants to run the ball down your throat and then eventually play action, hit the big play over the middle, the big play on the outside, which we didn't hit as many big plays on the outside as far as passing this year. And even last year, it was mainly over the middle. We hit 2-2 over the middle a lot for big gainers. And that's what he wants to do. It's run to set up the pass. So the question is basically, is this what he runs? Yeah, this is what he does. He wants to just out-execute you. He wants to get the guys that can just do the job. So we'll have to wait and see once he gets his personnel in if that's going to work. I think it will because it did work at App, and it worked really well, and it worked against bigger opponents. It worked against Michigan, Penn State, or not Michigan, but Penn State and Tennessee. It worked against an SEC defense, a Big Ten defense. It'll work. It's just we got to remember our offensive line was, I mean, it's young. For one, we had, a redshirt freshman starting. We had I think we had – didn't we have two redshirt freshmen starting? But
we'll possibly
have to wait and see.
But one would argue, though, Sean, that the reason why those bigger teams were not were surprised by that is because it was so simplistic and they didn't expect anything like a creative play on NCAA to work. And I'm not saying anything – again, I have no knowledge of his. I watched a couple of App State games while he coached. I watched his last one, and it did seem like it was just like run. If there's a wide open guy, pass type deal. So that's why I was kind of hoping that this playbook would evolve a little bit. And real quick, before I forget, and before I get your opinion on it, Sam, shout out to the seniors. We appreciate all y'all. The ones that are going to leave, and I have been led to believe that we will have more of those guys stay than leave. But guys like Des Fitzpatrick, shout out to Coach Fitz. He's been one of our biggest supporters from day one. He just great dude, and you can tell that in his sons that he has instilled great qualities into those young men. Shout out to Tutu as well. He announced – was it this week or was it last week? He announced, I think it was this week, he announced that he was not, that he was injured. No, it was this week that he was, I'm not going to ask Dalton because he thought everything this last year happened this week. So I'm just giving you a hard time. Don't steal people's content. But
wow.
I kid. Cause you didn't do that you did exactly what you were supposed to do. That's a story for a different day. Anyway, but, Dez, you can go to Dalton's timeline. He shared video from one of friends of the site, Dominic Yates, catching literally Dez's last moments on the field, and it was such you could just tell that this kid loved Louisville. I mean, I've spoke with his dad. We've had his dad on the show before. Super, you know, I don't know if he feels this way, but for me, if I was his dad or him, I'd be super frustrated that I worked as hard as I did and just wasn't utilized appropriately the entire year. But shout out to him. Great. One of the best players I've had the fortune of meeting, and just a great person. But Tutu also, he announced that he was injured and was going to focus on the draft. I know we talked about Jay being already. He was last week, and he left to focus on the draft. Best of luck to all these young men. And in the end, we just want what's best for them and hope that they end up in a great situation. But, Sam, I'll go to you real quick and let you give your answer to the question about about our offense.
We've all said it. Our offense was kind of vanilla all year. We expected to see an improvement from last year to this year, and it just didn't happen. Don't know how much of that was COVID-related and whatnot.
Yeah.
But my disappointment in the offense comes from I don't feel like we utilized the pieces that we had. When you have a Des Fitzpatrick and Justin Marshall, Corey Reed,
yeah,
and like and with a struggling offensive line, I feel like you should have spread it out a little bit more, go to a lot of more quick passes, things like that, so that your offensive line isn't asked to do too much. Instead of having to block for 3, 4, 5 seconds, maybe just block for a second and a half or 2 seconds, something like that. Utilize the athletes that we had at receiver. And I do appreciate Dez Fitzpatrick for staying.
Yeah.
I appreciate everything that he's done. He's been a great, great person on and off the field. And I do wish that we would have utilized him more. But not a lot. Not all of that is on the coaching staff, because we've sit here earlier on in the season and we said McHale has been looking at Tutu so much that he's not the only receiver we had.
He's so Malik again, Sam. He's not McHale anymore.
Cunningham.
There you go.
MC.
Was focused a lot on Tutu. So, I mean, not all of that has to do with the coaching staff. So I'll leave it as that.
Joey, do you or Wes have an opinion on the situation, or is there everybody pretty much already cover what y'all feel about it?
No.
Nothing new? What about you, Wes?
I agree with them.
Okay, cool. Also, though, and I want to nip this in the bud right now. Before you harass my recruiting team, or before you get mad, because honestly, I'm just going to tell you this right now, so don't ask them questions. Well, I mean, you can still ask them questions, but it's going to be the same answer. We're not going after a lot of new guys these next 2 years. We have our class already. And by the way, I'm going to let them talk about this in a minute. If you've been following CardinalSportsZone.com, you know that our recruiting team gives you that information for free that most people would make you pay for. We don't do that. Call it stupid if you want. That's fine. But we don't charge you for that information. We give it to you for free. But with the class that we have coming in, Flyville 21, and they are, my recruiting team is currently and has been for the last week or so, been putting out fire pieces about the recruits, and I'll let them elaborate on that a little more. But we're going at, from what I understand, from my, and again, when I tell y'all that, Sean, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
Square in the nuts.
Smoke alarm. Like, change the, I understand you're only 5'3", but get a ladder, a stool, stand on it, and change the batteries.
Or just take it out while we're on a podcast.
Anyway, so I'm just messing with you, Sean. If you want to be constantly in fear because it's beeping, that's your problem. That being said, we're going to be going after a lot of grad transfers the next two years. We're not going to have a huge class like Flyville 21 that's comprised of new recruits. You're going to see a lot of people that have us in their top eight that they're not in our top eight. And there's nothing crazy about that. It's just the truth. I was waiting for a response. I didn't get one. Anyway, so when you all are freaking out about us not having a big recruiting class, don't blame that on Coach Sat. You blame that squarely on COVID. We need experienced guys in here. We don't need, with the combination of the guys we got coming in for Flyville 21 and the experience that you can get from bringing in grad transfers, which, I mean, guys like Ian Pfeiffer,
yeah,
Pfeiffer, Peppercorn, whatever his name, like, he has shown to be a very, very important cog in our system. He didn't catch as many touchdowns. Well, he actually did catch as many touchdowns this year as he did last year, but he had a lot more catches. But he was very meaningful as far as on the line and making sure, you know, things went right. But just don't get aggravated. Don't just look for a reason to piss and moan because our recruiting class is not 30 kids that are all 4 stars or 3 stars. We'll get to that point. We have to have faith. And yes, I understand that part of us having faith that that's going to happen is us having faith that Satterfield will still be here. We'll also talk about that a little bit later in the show. But my final question to you guys before we go to the other side of the show, and don't take any information that I've given you and put it towards this answer. But Sean, I'm going to ask you first. Do you believe that Louisville plays? There have been some stories put out today saying Louisville's in contention for a bowl. We all know that in a normal year they would not be in contention for a bowl. Do you think that Louisville, when it's all said and done, that the Cards will be playing in a bowl this year?
I'm going to say probably not, just because most of the other schools are doing it because are dropping out because they don't have the money to be able to travel. They're having COVID issues too, that kind of thing. We're still having, I mean, we had a few players that were out because of injury for Wake Forest game, and a few that were out because of COVID. So
Ian Pfeiffer, he revealed on Twitter, he didn't have to, that he was one of them. It has been alleged.
It's my vid brother.
That the, what?
My vid brother.
Oh, your vid brother. Yeah, yeah, okay. And it's been alleged that the whole wide receiving core that was out yesterday, it was also for that same reason. That's not been confirmed, though. But
Cole Bentley's dad said that he was out because of contact tracing on Twitter.
Okay.
You mentioned that. So, yeah, with those kind of issues and issues of trying to travel somewhere.
Sean, it was a yes or no question.
Environment, I just don't see us being able to do that.
All right, Joey, what about you?
No, and we shouldn't go. Like, regardless, we shouldn't go. We're 4-7?
4-7.
I don't care. Act like it's a normal year. Would we be able to go at 4-7?
No.
So stay home.
Well, for me, it's a little bit different for me.
It is different for me too.
It's not for me because still 4-7, still 4-7.
No, I wasn't going
to
say.
And I feel like a bowl game is a reward. What do we need to? I mean, look, you can still tell your players I'm proud of you and you gave it everything you had this year, but a bowl game's a reward for a successful season, and it wasn't a successful season.
Well, what I was going to say before you said that was. I look at it a little bit differently because my answer still is no, we shouldn't go to a bowl, but we don't have the players to go to the bowl. Malik visibly was shaken at the end of the game. He played half the game injured. We got all those guys, and more than likely, if we played in one of the bowl games, it would be next week or the week after. We're not going to get him healthy. Why go out there and embarrass ourselves if we don't? Because our backup, EC Evan Conley, he was also out due to, I believe, contact trace. Maybe he was injured. I'm not going to speculate there, even though I kind of actually did. I apologize. And for some reason, it doesn't matter what happens. They're not putting Juwan Pass out. Juwan and your mom and dad have always been really cool to me. If you don't leave Louisville, then maybe you just like watching everybody else play. I'm not sure. And that maybe that was a little harsh, but it's true because that kid deserves to be out there on the field, and like he's not getting the chance. I want him to get a chance. I do feel like he's a good ball player. Did anybody have a difference in opinion?
Yes.
You think we should play in the bowl game?
I think because 2020 year season, whatever, is basically a wash, why not use it to get the younger players that did not get to play at all?
They're all hurt or have COVID.
I mean, 2 weeks of what quarantine or whatever, a week and a half of quarantine. Now you go ahead.
It's easier said than done.
And you quarantine yourself and maybe practice for a while. And maybe you do have the players. And if you don't, then you let them know, hey, due to COVID, we don't have the allotted amount of players to where we could successfully play this game and either have it canceled or postponed. Because you know the companies that actually run the bowl game, they're going to have a contingent plan, whether you can make it or not, just in case. So I would just use it as a springboard to get those freshmen and little lesser-known used players some extra playing time.
Normally, I would agree with you. And, yes, COVID, absolutely. Like, if we were 5-6, I would be more inclined to be like, go ahead and let them play. But we literally don't have the – that's the word I was looking for earlier. We don't have the personnel to play the bowl game. We're not – we're still finding out that after you have COVID, like the poor kid, was it Florida?
Florida.
Like he had it and then came back and now he's having heart issues. It's not worth it to me to play a bowl game if it's going to risk the health of our young men that are putting on the uniform for the Cardinals. Dalton, did you have anything to add to that?
I just want to be completely honest. We have nothing to gain from going to a bowl game right now. Absolutely nothing. Experience and morale is great and all in a nutshell, but let's be honest that's not happening with the current state of our program with the with how the depth that we added this year, which was very little to begin with. We're still thin at a handful of positions. It's pretty much decimated all across the board. You know, who knows what we would be putting out there. I mean, it's great in theory, but I think the staff knows, the program knows, and truly the players and fans should know that there really is no gain from playing a bowl game at 4-7.
I can see what Sam's saying. But,
I can as well.
But with that being said, I agree with you mostly on that, because what would it benefit us to go out there and get smacked by 40?
I agree. I understand that.
And then we start the next year, and instead of having that confidence from the last game we played, we're coming out like, well, man, Mississippi State just smacked us by 5 touchdowns.
Oh, that's who it would be.
It would be. I know. That's why I said it, because that's who we played every sport. And so I respect your opinion, and I see that side of it, but we're not anybody out there that's hearing elsewhere, unless something has changed from what's today's date? December 13th at what time is it?
7:05.
6:32. Don't get me wrong. I don't think we will go to a bowl game, but I would hope that we do. But I don't think we will.
As of right now, from what I have been told by, and I hate using this word because it makes me feel
told by
like Doty. but my sources
told by Jesus
within the program have told me that we are not going to participate in the bowl.
My source told me that we weren't either.
Yeah, but I'm your source.
That's funny because my source also told me that we weren't either.
I'm all your sources.
Well,
I'm not a sorcerer.
You blew it. Yeah. I mean, I could use that. And
right. Nobody knows. I don't have any idea who your source is, Joe.
You just
told me. It's too late, loser.
I did. So what's next for football? It's not going to be a bowl game.
Off season.
It's the off season.
Early signing day.
Early signing day is coming up this week. Dalton, why don't you tell everybody about what is expected. Excuse me. Me and you have talked about what we think as far as are we going to see any decommits. Actually, we have asked those direct questions to certain people. So
yes,
let everybody else, let the people, let our listeners, especially John, because John, and I'm going to call this guy out because he gives me crap on Twitter all the time. John Lindeman, he's about 5'2". He can't see over the bar stool. He needs a boost to get water at the fountain. Christ. Most of my comments go over his head. So
great man, by the way.
We're
talking about Jesus.
That was a little bit of a reach.
Yeah, everything for him is a bit of a reach, but no, love that dude to death. You couldn't tell by what I said, but go explain to the people like John who are short what's going to be going on. This is it Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday.
Hey, Lucy. All right, tell us what's going on Wednesday.
So Wednesday, obviously early signing day. There's going to be a technical malfunction. But we don't expect there to be any decommitments from the class as of this time. Take that with a grain of salt, just because, you know, early signing day for a lot of teams is often unpredictable. So, like I said, take it with a grain of salt, but it is very encouraging that right now there don't seem to be any flips on the horizon for the Cards with Flyville 21. There's going to be a lot of them that will sign on early signing day, and a good amount of those will be coming to enroll early here at Louisville, which is a very good sign. But in terms of our potential signees, you can catch all of that content on the Cardinal Sports Zone website or on Twitter. Every day we're releasing a new position outlook. We started out with quarterbacks and running backs and transitioned to wide receivers and tight end. Tight ends released today along with the offensive line, and then we'll cover the defense leading up to Wednesday. So be sure to check that out if you're unfamiliar with any of our prospects. But let it be known for the record, because I know that people will continue to ask, we don't expect any decommits at this time.
Or any surprise.
Right.
By the way, I know y'all probably heard this on the audio, but Lucy, my Boston Terrier, I think she – Lucy, you want to be on the show? Is that what's going on? No?
Nope.
Okay. Well, you just stay out of the way here. But the like you said, the recruiting team is working really hard. They've got some really great pieces on recruiting out now. We released two today. We're going to be releasing them throughout the – kind of something to get you through regular signing day that's in February, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So we're gonna lay down.
So you're saying, so right now, Dalton, you guys have covered we have covered like
All the offense has been taken care of, and we'll start the defense tomorrow. I believe defensive line is tomorrow, and linebackers and secondary will be Tuesday. So, and then we'll have a whole different thing for a signing day that we're rolling out. So.
Do you want to call off some of those names that have been covered? So to remind some of the
– Yeah, so we had – so myself, Cards Hive, the Notorious Higgy, and Sean have been basically taking a player each in the series. So it started out with T.J. Lewis and then followed up with Travion Cooley. Then the wide receivers like Amari Huggins-Bruce, Demetrius Cannon, Vic Mullen and Christian Peterson on the tight ends. And then right now, basically right before the show, we released one offensive lineman with Michael Gonzalez and Aaron Gunn. So
there you go.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick – commercial break. I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit about our sponsors. We'll be right back. This is the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast.
Come on out to Four Pegs Beer Lounge, located at 1053 Goss Avenue. Four Pegs has the best and most rolls for your eating pleasure. With daily specials on food and drinks and weekly dishes that are sure to wow your taste buds, Four Pegs is the place for you. One of my favorite things about Four Pegs, other than the food, is the great atmosphere and fun times you can have at Four Pegs. Chris is a community pillar and a great guy, and you can tell he wants everyone to have a great time there. For more info and daily specials, give our guy Chris a call at 502-634-1447. That's 502-634-1447. Four Pegs Beer Lounge.
Come on out to Altitude Trampoline Park of Louisville, located in the heart of Shively. We are a huge, bright, family-friendly trampoline park. We offer large spaces for birthday parties with top-of-the-line experiences and 2 hours of jump time with every party. Our prices for family fun are competitive with the other guys as well. Make sure you check out our foam area. It's awesome. So come on out to Altitude Trampoline Park of Louisville and have a blast. I know me and my sisters always do.
Yeah, buddy.
If you have any questions, please give us a call at 502-449-9952. That's 502-449-9952.
Hello, Card Nation. If you need your yard taken care of, then go to a guy that I trust, Rob Black in Derby City Lawn and Landscaping. If you need it done, they can do it. Rob has over 30 years of experience in the business, and he takes care of my lawn as well. He does an amazing job. Services include lawn care, fall cleanups, pressure washing, landscaping, soft washing, gutter cleaning, cleanups, and much more. Average yard costs about $30. Average overall cleanup cost is about $125. So if you're interested, give our guy Rob at Derby City Lawn and Landscaping a call at 502-773-5757. That's 502-773-5757. Derby City Lawn and Landscaping.
All right, we are back. Sean, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, good. All right, we are back. Sorry, I only went to commercial real quick because we had a little dog that was running around, so I had to get that taken care of. Let's see. One, two. Everybody's live now, so. And I felt like I could go ahead and do this because it's the read portion of the show, and we don't need everybody here to read because I'm the one reading. So, anyway. But, again, welcome back to the Cardinal Sports Zone Podcast, coming to you live from the Custom Multicade Studios. Before we get to the second part of the show, let's talk about some of our fine sponsors. We got Shack in the Back Barbecue out in Fairdale, 3633-BBQ. They're taking orders. Let me go ahead and grab this phone real quick, even though Sean's on it. And read you some of the specials that are currently going on there. Here we go. We got the Holiday Family Pack for $28.99. It is 1 pound of sliced ham or 1 pound of sliced turkey, 3 pounds of side dishes, rolls, and butter. Feeds 2 to 4 people for $28.99. Santa's Party Pack, $47.99, and that's 2 pounds of everything. 2 pounds of ham or turkey, 4 pounds of sides, rolls and butter for 4 to 6 people. Their holiday side dish choices are sweet potatoes, cornbread stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, broccoli casserole, green bean casserole, and that is in addition to their regular menu sides. You can also get these same dishes in a third of a pan for $17.99, a half a pan for $26.95, or a full pan for $54.95. That serves 15 to 25 people. Check them out, though. That is Shack in the Back Barbecue. And see, I did not mess it up this week and call it the wrong place. Shouldn't probably have said that either. But give them a call, 3633-BBQ. They're going to be closed on Christmas Eve, I think I wrote down here. Oh, yeah, closing at 5 p.m. Christmas Eve. And on Christmas Eve, they're only open that day for pickup of said holiday meals that we promoted just then. Fitness Market, call Chris or Sarah out at 502-882-2694. They just got a huge shipment of treadmills, ellipticals, spin bikes, home gyms, rowers, exercise bikes, racks, benches, weights, dumbbells, kettlebells, and much, much more. Tell them that CSZ sent you. Again, it's 882-2694. As for Chris or Sarah. Custom Multicades, our sponsor of our fine studio here, Linda and Chris, give them a call at 502-819-5802. They can make you pretty much any video. I feel like at this point I'm being redundant, but they can make you just about any kind of video game cabinet that you need, sit down, stand up, bourbon barrel, three player sit down, whatever you need. Go to the website, custommulticades.com. For more information, and they'll be able to set you up with whatever arcade system that you would like. Four Pegs Beer Lounge, it's 502-634-1447. Chris out of Four Pegs is taking care of you this holiday season, and this is how he's doing it. And I thought I already had this written up, but I guess I don't, so I apologize. But right now at Four Pegs, they've just opened up their website, fourpegs.net. Check that for all their specials and stuff. Wing Wednesday is returning this week with them reopening. I know Higgy will be really excited about that. Folks can also order bourbon bacon jam, pickles, gift cards, and et cetera at Four Pegs. Go check out the website, fourpegs.net. Very happy for Chris. Chris works so hard, and this pandemic has really hit him a little bit harder than it has me. I mean, everybody in the service industry is just getting hammered right now because of it. Very glad that Chris is one of them that has been able to stay afloat. Prayers to everybody who's not been able to, but Chris is a family friend. We appreciate him, and we're really glad that everything, that they're able to reopen here very soon. Last but not least, our guy Rob Black out at Derby City Lawn and Landscaping, 502-773-5757. What Rob's doing right now is a lot of prep work for next year. I'm sure he will start also doing snow removal if that comes. Give him a call. Once again, it's 502-773-5757. Right now, like I said, his featured work is yard cleanup, leaf cleanup, tree removal, landscaping, and getting your yard ready for next year. He'll have you taken care of. One last time, 502-773-5757. All right, is everybody back?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Joey, did I mute the correct mic or did I?
I don't know.
Talk again?
I turned it off, though. Hello. Oh,
do what?
Low.
Okay, I did have the right one. Okay. It's a live show, pal. Excuse me. Did you bring my drink down? No.
Show didn't.
Thanks. That's why I asked Wes to do it. He's more dependable than you. And not for any other reason. Let's make that perfectly clear. No other reason. All right. So the rest of the show is basically going to be this. It's going to be like a grab bag, a rapid fire type deal.
Don't get excited, John.
No, don't. It's not that kind of grab bag. But let's go first. This it had been announced before we recorded last week that the men's basketball program had been paused. They unpaused it a couple days ago. But our game against NC State this week was postponed. Our game against Wisconsin, they are still trying to figure out if it's feasible to be rescheduled. But they did come out today and say that because of and there's a lot of insiders that are saying that there are new tests. We're not going to say that or not because we don't know for sure. We don't work in the gym. We're not there. We don't know. But I did reach out to Kenny Klein for a comment, and here's what Kenny told me. And it seems like the only reason I say it seems like a prepared statement is because I've seen a couple other people give the same statement. But here's what Kenny said back to us. We are off of our pause, as we noted last week. We had our first practice in 9 days yesterday, and we also practiced today. We are following the ACC protocols and the recommendations of our medical staff, and that playing on Wednesday is too soon for a safe return to competition for our team. So they will not be playing this week as we hoped they would be. And I honestly may be doom and gloom guy on this one, but it would shock me if we played before before January 1st. I just don't see how, especially with a lot of our opponents coming up with the same issues that we had. Hopefully I'm wrong. I want to be wrong on that. And I'm sure John will tell me that I'm wrong if that's the case. I'm giving John too much airtime this week. He's not worth it. I apologize for that. You know, Trevor's a way better listener than John is, and a lot taller too. But I digress. Sam, we also found out something about the women's basketball team a couple days ago. Would you care to share that with her? They all know, but just let them know for the purpose of the show format.
Yeah, the women's got off to a 5-0 start, but as of, I think, last week, they were put on pause due to a tier one, I guess that's, I don't know what you want to call it, tier one exposure or whatever you want to say, which deals with either players,
so
staff.
Does that mean that one of the actual members of the team,
that's what I was getting at,
or staff has it, or
yeah, it's
or
either a player, a staff member, it could either be either or.
Player, staff,
player,
member,
player, start, player, players, oh. Staff members, or student managers.
So do we know that one of them got – that's what I'm trying to clear
not,
up for our listeners.
Saying.
Did one of them get it, or
no,
it was it contact
not,
tracing?
Is either – is tier one is either
– it did say that the tier one – somebody in what they consider
tier
one situation. Positive.
Okay, yes. So yep. Somebody that's what I wanted to clear up for all the listeners. So they aren't – it wasn't a contact tracing situation. Somebody had the vid, like right. Joey dominated it. There wasn't an issue. He tried to get inside the woman.
The vid
blood.
Ain't got shit on me. Shit. S-H-I-D.
Yeah, I heard you. I didn't have to.
I'm gonna. You know what? That's a T-shirt idea.
Uneffing believable.
I agree, Sean. Uneffing believable.
So right now, because they canceled the North Carolina game.
Yeah, they did.
Last week. So right now, the next scheduled game that's still up in the air is, I want to say, Thursday. Against FSU.
Okay. And just I keep remembering that Sean can't hear the soundboard, so I'm playing his sounds, and he's probably like, why are they saying my name? I'm not even saying nothing. It's because we're playing your soundbite, which is iconic. So was Higgy's, but we have you on the phone, so we can't play that side of the soundboard right now. So nevertheless, I already addressed the Wisconsin game. That is up in the air. It has not been canceled. Or it may have been canceled. I thought it was postponed, but they're still trying to, regardless of what happened to it, they're trying to figure out a way to get that contest rescheduled. This week we found out that the name of the gorgeous dorm that they're building across the street from the Mini Yum Center, the practice facility, they're going to name it Denny Crum, the Denny Crum dorm. I think that is he's already got a court named after him. I wish they would have. My opinion, I wish they would have gave that naming right to somebody else, but you can't argue with that man being the reason why Louisville basketball is where it's at right now.
update, the Yum Center, Yum Brands,
yes.
And the arena came to agreement with...
So for 10 more years, yeah. we're going to be the Yums. I was looking forward to that new name. on Monday, and we spoke about this last week, we're like, oh, no, what's the response going to be? The NCAA is going to hammer us. Well, they actually didn't do anything yet except for tell us that we were morons, basically. Sean, you wrote the story about the NCAA's response. What exactly was it that they said about the Louisville basketball program?
Well, as you know, Louisville basically said all the level one violations, the level one violation they denied. They said, we're not accepting that. Level two violations, they also denied. They only accepted some of the level three violations. They were like, yes, that did happen. We should. Well, NCAA is like, and the reason why they did that, though, is because they were like, well, Patino, for one, he talked to James Gatto on the phone. They said, and U of L said, well, James Gatto wasn't a member of the program, so that's not a violation, although he should have reported the conversation. They said, nope, sorry. They're looking at Adidas's basically a boost of the program. Kenny Johnson, of course, the whole money thing with him and Brian Bowen's father. Their UofL said it's a he said, he said, and Kenny Johnson's been consistent. Brian Bowen Sr. hasn't been consistent in what he said, and they were like, we don't care. He testified, it's on record, so no. And then the Jordan Fair stuff, once again, they tried to say Jordan Fair didn't set up any payments, he didn't do anything as far as actually actively participating. So we are saying he should have reported it, but he didn't commit like a major violation. Of course, the NCAA says, no, we're not buying that either. And so, SNC just pretty much slapped us right back in the face and said no. And what we have to remember is this is the response from the enforcement staff.
Right.
This is the response
that's
from
what
the
I was, that's what I was just about to say, that it's important to note that this is not the this is not the final say. We can choose to go the independent route.
I believe they choose, don't they?
Yeah. Louisville will choose to.
Louisville can make the recommendation, but at the end of the day, it was the NCAA that made.
School decides whether they go with the NCAA.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good.
IARP.
It helps a lot more.
Yeah, if they go with the IARP, whatever they say goes, you can't appeal, you can't litigate nothing. If we go with the NCAA,
it's better than going to the NCAA.
If we go to the NCAA, we can litigate.
So, Sean, I think we made this point the other day. The NCAA almost gave us kind of like a loophole by blaming saying Adidas was the they set a dangerous precedence there, because that you cannot claim that a corporation represents your school no matter how much money that they give you. I think that and like I said, me and you talked about this the other day, but I think that they may have given us, and to be quite honest, it may be better for us to just ignore the IARP, whatever it's called, IRAP, IHOP, whatever it is,
ARP,
and just sue them. Because if we just sue the NCAA with them saying that the Adidas was, you know, we were one and the same, I think that gives us a little bit of an advantage if we take them to court instead of going that route. But
especially when the legal system said that the colleges and universities were the victims.
Absolutely. And that's what I was getting at. That was the loophole there.
How do you go against the court? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Go to the court system.
The courts make it right, but we're going to go on our own assumptions.
I hope that we do not go to the IARP. I don't care if I'm messing that up or not.
I think that's right.
Okay.
It is IARP.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate you being able to validate me. I think we should just sue them, because especially the NCAA messed up by saying that, because the courts have already said that's not true. The courts are not going to go against themselves, and maybe we can even sue them for our championship back and all recognition that we lost. That'll be interesting to see. We should be hearing some more about that in the up and coming weeks. Something I did want to point out before we go to these last 2 points. We asked a question last week at the end of the show. Do people listen to the very end when the music was playing? I had multiple responses that said that simply, just to let you know, we do listen to the music at the end. So we'll try to be a little bit more creative.
That's probably one of the best parts of the show.
Yeah.
Uncandid.
It's uncut. It's not Eddie Murphy raw, but it's Sean's pocket raw. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate. I apologize.
Stop, Joey. Stop.
Sorry.
Don't you do it.
Blue jean burn.
Uneffing believable.
I agree, Sean. That was uneffing believable.
Leave that pillow alone.
The last thing that we're going to touch on here, no pun intended, on Monday, and we talked about this last week. We speculated that this should have happened on Sunday. It didn't. We hoped it would happen Monday. It did happen Monday. Scott Satterfield gave his heartfelt apology to Card Nation during the press conference. A lot of people said he didn't handle it too well. And, you know, I may be one of the people that did not think that he handled it the best. But I'm willing to listen. I liked what I saw Saturday. It's like me and Dalton have been saying all along, winning will make you forget about anything when it comes to the football field. But he did really well. Then we got to a point to where he was like, somebody rattled him. It was like, well, will you entertain another offer like this in the future? And if it's somebody in North Carolina and Seth very honestly was like, oh, yeah, sure. I probably will. So the presser could have went better, but in the end, we still heard what I felt like we needed to hear the day before. So I was okay with the presser. Sean, you wrote a letter, or you didn't write the letter. Seth wrote a letter and released it. It probably would have been just as good if you had wrote it. Can you tell everybody, you wrote a story at CardinalSportsZone.com, a feature that was addressing the letter, showing everybody the letter and then your thoughts on the letter very, very quickly. And this isn't like Sean's normal quickly where I ask for two or three sentences and you give me a biography. Sorry.
A dissertation.
That's the word I was looking for. Thanks,
you're
Joey.
You're welcome.
Tell everybody kind of, because we want them to go to the website to read your story, so don't give it all away for free. We know you're used to doing that. Tell everybody kind of your response to his letter was about.
Simply put, it was just a matter of, I believe it was a genuine response because I don't think he can lie. That's just not in his DNA. That's why he answered some of the questions the way he did at the press conference. But I also said, listen, I understand all the fans that aren't going to come back or aren't going to come to his side and be like, oh, I'm all four sad again. I understand that. I completely understand. I understand some people are just going to be like, just win. And then me, I'm just like, I support the program. He's the coach of the program. So I'm going to support him.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, he gave an answer that helped me to overcome. So I was angry about what I heard. On Monday, but it helped soothe me a little bit, and I'm able to kind of move on.
Who was nasal breathing into the microphone?
I'm still trying to figure out myself.
My microphone's turned. I turned mine off.
What the heck?
It's
who?
Oh, never mind.
It was probably me. I was trying to keep myself together, and
just
then I lost
me and
it.
Baby.
All
me.
I heard was. I was like, is Sean sawing something in the background? Like, is he literally building his Tinder profile?
He's sawing the smoke detector off. He's like, it's the last I hear of this guy.
He's like, I'll show them about the smoke detector, jerk.
Breathe. Just breathe.
Here's what I thought real quick on.
Oh, hey, look, Sam, what did you think about it?
Here's what I thought real quick on the letter.
Here's what I thought about. No, I'm just
like, I'm a forgiving person. So I'll give you a second chance. Don't look at me like that, Wes.
How forgiving are we?
I'll give you a second chance. And I think Coach Satterfield now is on his second chance with a lot of the Louisville fan base. I don't think they'll be willing to give him a third chance if this does happen again. Because I don't think he's lost all of the fan base. Maybe some. I definitely don't think it's most of them. But I do think
we let Bobby have like 12 chances, bro.
For real.
But do you see how much of the fan base wasn't on board for Bobby after? Go ahead, Joe.
I was just gonna say until Bobby didn't win.
Right. Right. So that's what I was getting back to. But a lot. He hasn't lost most of them. But like Jeremy and Dalton said, winning will make people put it on the back burner until it happens again. And then you'll hear, well, he did this back in, because even when Bobby Petrino came back the second time, all I keep hearing about was Auburn. He was taking meetings with Auburn.
And LSU.
And I was like, dude, that was decade ago. Leave it alone. So I do think I don't believe that he's lost all of the fan base. I don't believe he's lost most of them. They are willing to give him a second chance. They probably won't give him a third. So Coach Satterfield right now is on his second chance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to date Coach Sat. I just want, that's what he's here for, is to win games.
Win.
Yes.
It's a transactional relationship.
Yeah, I mean, just win. Like,
a
you
what?
Win.
Transactional.
Oh, okay, transactional.
You win.
Sean doesn't know.
You're good with me.
It.
I don't care. You're here. You're the coach. Win games. Right. You don't win games, going back to Carolina.
Go back to Court Carolina?
Carolina?
Wherever. Boone.
Boone.
Go back to Boone.
Go back. You go Boone. Back to Boone, son. Take them all on. All with them and go back to Boone, okay? Hey, real quick, though. We're about to end the show, and we appreciate everybody listening to it. Joey, did you see the Instagram video post of Luke Combs went live, and he's got actually somebody screen capped this. I don't remember who it was. butt screen cap that and Luke Combs actually has a Louisville football helmet in his man cave sitting right underneath his TV.
I did not see it, but it doesn't surprise me.
So you should take a video of it, and then I'll take that video and I'll post Dalton. It and send it in.
Un-effing believable.
I got the one.
That's the mic mute seat, right?
Yeah.
I forgot. It was just the vibes I was getting from the seat.
Gosh, dang. Shout out again to all of our fine sponsors.
That was grease vibes from that seat.
Jack in the Back.
Is that
Barbie.
Why I'm sinking?
It could be.
Probably.
That's Higgy's seat.
Barely Shack, see your forehead.
Shack in the Back Barbecue, Four Pegs Beer Lounge, Custom Multicades, Fitness Market, Derby City Lawn and Landscaping. We're working on some more for the beginning of the year. For sponsorship opportunities, give us a call at 502-694-0375. I'll return your call as soon as possible. Social media on Instagram and Twitter, I'm Jeremy_CSE. The website is at Card Sport Zone on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook, you can find it separated three words, Cardinal Sports Zone. Make it Facebook official. Hit that like button today. On social media, Sean, you are alone, but what's your handle? What's your handle, Sean?
At Elville, Sean. I already said it.
Okay, I couldn't hear you because I was too busy. Roasting!
Sean, what's your handle?
I couldn't hear it.
Crooked
over the
and to the left, probably.
I couldn't hear it over the...
Sean, your bonus will be in the mail tomorrow. I'm sorry.
I couldn't hear him over the fire alarm going on.
Yeah.
Don't forget to turn your mic back on, Joey. Bass Boy 124.
Joey?
Joe Wobbin 526.
Wes?
Oh, my bad.
Where can they find you on the social media?
Let me redo that. Okay. Joe Wobbin 526.
All right. Wes?
WesB_42.
Now, have you changed your Instagram to that as well, or are you still like Shower Guy 124 on Instagram?
Are you still?
I haven't even posted on Instagram in a good while.
Just Shower asking. Guy, though?
Yeah, because
that's why we're not
jealousy.
Facebook
friends.
We'll talk
jealousy
about
fills the room here.
That's why we're not a Facebook.
I know
friends.
You mentioned a lot about the shirtless pictures and stuff.
Hey, it's West motivation.
If you got it, flaunt it.
It's
right?
Motivation for my haters. Leave
it's
it alone.
Not, it's not just shirtless selfies. It's he's still taking a shower.
Yeah, he's
the
in
water's
the shower.
Running.
I know, like an Usher video.
Soap and shampoo, like on his face and his
it's
head.
Like an Usher video, though.
And he's
it,
like,
you got it bad.
And he's like,
when you're all alone.
Long day at work. Just had to clean himself off selfie.
Do what you got to do, bro.
I'm trying to say that. It was close to that.
It was probably like, pretty close.
I've seen way too much of Wes. He's still my friend, but he's not my Facebook friend no more.
See, we're very brutally honest.
That's all that matters.
We're brutally honest here on the podcast. And last but definitely not least, Dalton.
At @Depence_.
And that's where you can find him on Twitter and Instagram or just
Instagram
Twitter?
Is Depence9.
I thought it was like long
be
time,
careful.
Long
be
time,
careful.
Long time Virginia fan or what? Kansas
Virginia
fan. Sorry, Kansas.
Oh, wow.
I'm exiting. I apologize. I meant Kansas. Long time Kansas fan. 00124.
I mean, he's a Chargers fan too. So
I'm a LSU fan. I'm a Houston Rockets fan.
I can't say nothing. I'm a Falcons fan.
He's got a lot of fandoms.
Buddy, are our teams playing right now?
They are.
Can
and they're
you,
tied.
Can you pick it off and run it back real quick for me. I don't want
to
win.
Oh,
and
Keenan Allen's about to get a
the game
pass.
Will be over by the time this show is done. So we will up to. Oh, it there's is intercepted.
And you called it.
And Dalton.
It's a tie. Goes to the offense.
Tie goes to the runner?
Tie goes to the offense.
Intercept. The Falcons can't do anything right.
But he took it over Keenan Allen.
They just
they
did that
just
time.
Intercepted Matt Ryan. It's been,
it's been a pick fest.
Yeah.
Fair, they both suck as teams, so it don't really matter.
We do. I think this is Division Two.
It might be.
No, right?
To find the show, you can find this podcast on all the podcast avenues, Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google, Amazon, and iHeart Podcast. iHeart, the number one avenue for podcasts, according to them. Hit subscribe now on all the avenues so that way I'm not in your inbox today saying, hey, new episode's out. Check it out. You'll already know because you will have subscribed to it. And there are like a couple people I do that for because I like John because he's forgetful and about 4'11". So I send him a reminder. He keeps getting shorter throughout the show.
It sure does.
shorter. He deserves it, though. He gives me so much crap in the DMs. I'm giving it back to him now, and he's going to like it. If you haven't listened to all the prior episodes of the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast, it's easy to check it out. Go to CardinalSportsZone.com, hit the podcast drop-down menu, select the CSZ podcast. There's also old episodes of CSZ on 93.9 and Live with 55 on there. You can hear Sean 5 years ago when he had a little bit more tenor in his voice, back before he started dating, which would still be true today. I'm sorry. I told you, Sean, your bonus is in the mail, so just get over it. Shout out to everybody out there that's sharing the podcast. We appreciate and love you. Our recruiting team is on fire as always. The entire squad has just been killing it. Very proud of them. Check out all the exclusives, recruiting exclusives, and otherwise at CardinalSportsZone.com, the place that all began. Remember, I did predict 20 seconds ago this game was going to be over with by the end of the show, and the Falcons are about Young Ho Koo.
Is about to win
this game. Again, shout out to everybody that's sharing the podcast. We appreciate you. If you have any ideas or suggestions for guests or anything, shoot me a DM at Jeremy_CSZ. I've not really discussed this with the team yet, but it is what it is. We're going to be taking a small break until the new year. No idea how long the pause with basketball, women's basketball, and when I wrote this, I wrote, or if we'll make a bowl. We know now we're not going to make a bowl. If any of those things do change, we will be back. If not, we hope you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and the happiest of holidays. Whatever holidays you celebrate, we want you to enjoy them. We will keep you informed on our social media outlets. And this is where normally I ask for everybody's final words. Sean, any last words?
Just wear your mask. Be careful so we can get through this. And next Christmas will be hopefully much different.
Bro, you've been saying that since March.
That's true, and people haven't been listening. If they had been listening to Sean, we'd be straight, Sam.
So maybe he needs to say the opposite.
Let me say, since no one listened to Sean, folks, wear your mask, and happy holidays.
Dang, that's harsh, but okay, that's fair. Joey?
Help control the pet population. Get your pet spayed or neutered, and Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa to everybody out there.
That's very fair. He covered all of it. He really did. Wes?
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there. And hopefully I see you next year.
You all aware that Christmas comes before New Year's, right?
Do I really care? I do. Look at me.
I also noticed he didn't say anything about Kwanzaa, and I'm kind of offended by that. I got it.
That's why I didn't say it.
Oh, okay. He got it, so you didn't have to get it.
And not to mention my Puerto Rican side kicked in and said, forget that. Anyway.
Wait, you're Puerto Rican?
I thought you were Cuban.
Oh, you wanted me to be Cuban.
Dalton?
Yeah, happy holidays. Make sure to share the CSZ content.
I love this team. I love these people. And we're just going to keep on giving you the best of our – we're going to give you everything that we got. And we're glad that you appreciate it. And we're glad that you do share it. And we're not even mad about it. Not even – we're not sorry.
We're not sorry. We're not mad.
We're not sorry. Until next time, Court Dennison is the man. Recruit Salah Brown, and this has been the Cardinal Sports Zone podcast.
Shout out to Salah.
Salah.
He's going to be competing in the state title next week.
Some people should say less and not Salah.
Oh, okay.
But we want Salah Brown in Louisville.
I'm just going to turn the instrumental down.
Oh, Chargers are going to win.
Oh, that's tragic. Yep.
About to be tragic.
Could Keenan Allen get a pass, though?
John is short. He's always bad because he's bad at sports. He's little.
This is what you get.
Hey, fiddle diddle.
Hey, fiddle diddle.
The cat's got the fiddle, and Wes has got something that I can't disclose.
Oh, whoa.
Party foul. Dalton.
Dropping the mic. That's a real mic drop right there.
Get out, take Sean for a whirl. We're going to go ride and find him some girls.
It's clear that only one of us should rap. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
We should make a contest with him. We've been saying that for months.
Happy holidays. Here.